Good morning to each one, and greetings and welcome. In the name of Jesus, extra glad to have our visitors here, and Brother Delbert Petersheim from Cuba, Missouri, is going to be bringing us the message today. Delbert, I'm not sure. I know you used to live here because Dad talks about when you were working on the crew, but that was before my time. At least before the time that I remember. Although I did have the privilege of working with Delbert some in Romania and particularly Moldova when I was a young man. I spent a summer working in Moldova and Delbert and his family lived there for some. We overlapped, and I don't remember exactly the span of time, but I do remember him teaching me how to pour concrete when you don't have a concrete truck, mixing it, and we poured a loading dock. So we're glad to have you here with us this morning, and we look forward to the message. Turn with me, if you would, to Proverbs chapter 2 for a devotional. I've read this chapter in my personal devotions recently, and I had to read it over a couple times because it felt like there was just a lot in here that I needed. So I'm going to read the chapter and then pull some thoughts out of here. Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. And as I was reading this, thinking of wisdom, the way it talks about wisdom, there were several different things that kind of caught me as I saw how this talked about wisdom. The first is that it says to seek wisdom. It says to seek it as silver or treasures. That means that diligence is required. It's not easy to mine for precious minerals or for treasure. It also means knowing where to look. If you're going to become wealthy by mining, you have to dig in the right places. So it matters what kind of wisdom you pursue, what you're looking for. Here a number of years ago, some of you probably remember, there was a man who came to our little town of Seymour driving a fancy vehicle, and full of charisma. He went around to a number of different businesses, flashing money, buying products. He got someone to come out. He bought some land just outside of town. Got a local contractor to come out and dig him a pond and start some excavating. He came up to Jamco and he bought a cabin. He bought some lawn furniture. Went into one of the local businesses and bought the whole entire business. He gave bank checks here and there and disappeared, and all the rest of us were left sitting with bad money. And some people were able to recover some of the things that he had conned out of them. Some weren't. He was very wise in the ways of a con man. He had persuasion. He had charisma. He had charm. He charmed us all right out of our hard-earned money, and spread bad checks and chaos before he left. And there's a lot of people that spend their lives in pursuing a wisdom that's actually useless. It makes them, maybe it makes them popular, maybe it makes them wealthy, but it has no lasting value. Here it says to cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. And I think that's talking about asking questions, the right questions for the right to the right people. How useful would it be to ask for me to ask my four-year-old child how to solve a long division problem? It's not a bad question, but I'm asking the wrong person. When I was in school, I knew who to ask. I asked my teachers. I asked them the question, I said, what good is long division? So I asked the right person, but I asked the wrong question. So you have to get those two together. You have to ask the right source, and you have to ask the right questions if you actually want right wisdom. And then I see it talks about how you then use that wisdom after you found it. It says, apply thine heart. And I think that's talking about making it practical. Head knowledge that's not put into practical use benefits no one but myself. And in that way, it can actually be selfish. We need to use what we learn to help and to build. It says, understand the fear of the Lord. I think that wisdom is going to define my actions, because I show by the things that I do whether or not I'm living in accordance with what I with the knowledge that I should be possessing. And all of us possess a degree of knowledge, and some to more and lesser degrees. We expect different things from different people. I expect more from my four-year-old than I do from my two-year-old. She should know more, and therefore I have a reasonable expectation of more from her. We expect more from a 36-year-old than a 16-year-old. There's a reasonable expectation that with that those many more years lived, there should be some more wisdom and knowledge that comes with that. What we do, the way we respond to stress, the way we talk, the way we interact, that should all change and mature as we mature. And we reasonably expect that growth as a person grows and learns more. We use the wisdom that God gives us to better understand Him and follow Him. And then I see it talking about internalizing wisdom. It says, hide my commandments. It talks about wisdom entering your heart, knowledge being pleasant to your soul. And I think that's talking about the wisdom of God becoming a part of you, internalizing God's wisdom, having it as having His responses as my own. And that's hard. At least it is for me. Like I said, mining for precious minerals isn't easy. People dedicate their lives to digging for treasure. It's tough, gritty, often dangerous work. It would be nice if we could wake up in the morning and decide, you know, I'm going to put on God's wisdom today. And I think I'll just keep it for the rest of my life then. I'll just have God's wisdom. And that would be nice. But as they say around here, that just ain't so. You can't do it that way. It takes work. But it's the goal, and it's the goal that I have with this. I don't know if I'm ever going to reach it where I don't have to consciously do the right thing, where the wisdom of God is such has entered into my heart in the degree to which right responses simply happen. But I believe that that is what we see here. And it's a theme that's repeated often through Proverbs. If you read the following chapters here, it talks often about putting this in your heart. And that's what it's talking about, I believe, is internalizing it. And then I see that there's actually benefits from wisdom. It says, discretion preserves, understanding keeps and delivers. There's real and practical benefits that come from following the ways of God. More than just spiritual benefits. I believe spiritual benefits are the most important, but sometimes they're harder to quantify in daily life. But there are physical blessings to following the way of God. If you look around and we see broken homes, lives that are shattered, rampant addictions to many, many things, those are the results of a life that are lived outside of the wisdom of God. Because the reason that our lives are better when lived in the wisdom of God is because God keeps his promises and his laws always work. Even when it feels counterintuitive, God's way is still the best way, and he's the source of true wisdom. So if we want that true wisdom, if we want God's wisdom, let's remember to ask the right questions from the right source and then follow those answers. Let's kneel for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come to you this morning. Lord, I thank you for each one who's here this morning, and I pray that you would just bless your word as it goes forward. Be with Brother Delward as he brings the message.